From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Newmarket has endorsed an updated York Region food charter that promotes local food, a document already supported by Aurora, Georgina, King, and Richmond Hill. The charter encourages municipalities to take action on food security, environmental stewardship, and support for the local agri-food sector. Newmarket officials say the move aligns with their values and opens the door to future initiatives that strengthen the community's local food system. York Regional Police and multiple partnering agencies have dismantled a violent criminal organization through Project Wrangler. A media officer for the York Regional Police shared more details.
Working collaboratively, investigators identified suspects operating as a coordinated criminal organization responsible for a range of violent offenses including first-degree murder, attempted murder, armed robberies, home invasions, jewelry smash and grabs, and additional violent and firearm-related offenses. 13 suspects have been arrested, more than 150 charges have been laid, and 4 firearms have been seized.
2 suspects remain outstanding, and police are asking anyone with information to come forward. To learn more, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. About 90 workers at a York Region recycling facility in East Gwillimbury are losing their jobs as Ontario transitions to a new producer-run recycling system. Miller Waste Materials recovery operation at the Garfield Wright Boulevard site will close at the end of December, though the transfer station will remain open. The shift has frustrated Northern York municipalities, including Aurora, Newmarket, Stouffville, East Gwillimbury, and Georgina, which will see changes under the new system. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.